Good evening.
Good evening.
I am happy to be with you once more.
We are very happy to have you back.
I do trust that you were not too disappointed last time.
Well, we must be honest, we were disappointed, not quite understood the reason for your not doing as you wished.
You fully understand.
Yes.
That there is much work that goes on both sides of life to achieve communication.
Of course, there is a great deal of effort.
And it is not always possible for us to achieve what we would wish if circumstances do not allow us. When energies are depleted on your side of life.
Of course, it is the law, one has to accept that.
But do not despair, my friends. I will bring the one I promised to you.
Thank you very much.
But you realize that conditions must be right.
Absolutely. Yes. Unfortunately, we are two ladies absent, three absent tonight. A new one is here as a visitor. That is still not the same as the others.
I have to say to you that little lady is used as a power unit, and of course any energy is missing does create a few problems for us.
Yes, of course, I was under the impression that she did knew a lot of power.
She indeed does so. I find it easier now because I am more attuned to your conditions. But when I bring beavers who have not returned for years of time, then conditions must be just so.
Of course they must, and out of courtesy to them too.
It is always that we must take care of all of you, but also those souls return. And I must tell you that it is not always as simple as it is sometimes assumed to be.
No, I don't think any of us ever assumed it would be simple or as simple. That is why we feel so privileged to have them come to us.
But as I say, they will return, and I hope be of interest to you. I will speak with the new one a little later. But if you do not mind this time, I wish to speak a little about energy, the energy of fear and anger.
Yes, please do.
So often we hear from you all, why is there so much fear on the earth in our daily lives, in the whole world in general? Anger also creates fear within. Let us speak about these energies, because indeed that is what fear and anger is. Let us return for a moment to the soul who is encompassed in that eternal consciousness. Let us speak about the decision to incarnate into the physical being. We have spoken about the choices made by the soul to reincarnate into the body. Have we not?
Yes, you have.
As that soul's decision takes place and conception takes place within the physical being, then memory in most cases is obliterated. This then is when fear and anger first show themselves. It is the fear and the anger of being separated from that consciousness of love. You understand?
Yes, so that fear of being separated does exist then within the soul, even though the physical is not aware of the reason for the fear and anger.
Yes, you have it. Can you imagine being encompassed by love, by being within that consciousness to which you all belong? Although the soul has made the decision to return for whatever reason, for its growth, because of the wipe out of the memory, the energy of fear and anger is there, because the soul really does not want to be separated from that which is all encompassing love. You follow?
Yes, it's difficult for us to follow because you have told us that the soul makes its own decision to return and to choose the parents,
yes,
and the life which it will live in the physical world. That is so, isn't it?
Yes.
But what we don't understand is why the memory is completely obliterated. Would it not be helpful to the soul and the physical to have some recollection?
But you see, my dear friend, to some the memory does remain.
It does.
But the energy of fear and anger is still there. And I would say probably more so, because their awareness is greater of what they have left behind.
I see.
You understand?
Yes.
Your children are more in tune with their spiritual bodies whilst of a tender age. But as the soul goes forward through life, so these fears become even greater. What I would say to you, the energy of fear destroys the vital forces. I would hear some of you say that you would imagine anger to be more destructive. I say to you, this is not so. Fear is what keeps you jailed whilst walking on this earthly plane. Fear of so many things. It is that, and that energy alone, which can destroy. That is why it is important to you all, and I will say it to you again, the power of your thought is the most powerful energy that you possess.
And that power can work in both ways then?
Yes.
It can enhance the progress of our soul, but at the same time, by accepting fear, it can delay the progress of the soul, is that right?
It can be destructive,
mm-hmm,
but used properly, it can transmute all fear, anger. And let me tell you that most of your problems, most of your disease stems from fear in some form or another.
Yes.
Fear of losing loved ones. Fear of not having enough to eat. Fear of life in general. So many fears we see amongst you.
Yes, I think we can accept that, but our natural reaction as human beings would be to say that if we accepted that we need have no fear, that might develop into a complacency which would prevent us living this life properly as it should be lived.
To live without fear is not being complacent. To live without fear is to acknowledge the self, the true self.
Yes.
whilst you live with fear. It is the emotional energy that is having the power over you. Can you see?
Right. Yes, I think we all understand that. The difficulty for us, of course, is to accept that we have to express within ourselves a constant feeling that there should be no fear, that the future is going to be satisfactory.
The only future you should be concentrating on, that your awareness should be reaching out to, is that of the universal consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Look beyond your beings. Again, we return to the fact that you are more than one. Remember, you will return to that consciousness from which you came.
Yes, that of course is a thing, another aspect which we all find it extremely difficult to, and I'm not denigrating the intelligence of my colleagues, but we all find it extremely difficult to understand.
I fully accept that these concepts are difficult for you, but my wish and our desire is that the more we discuss, the more your awareness will grow.
All right, I'm sure it will.
And please accept these words as truth, because, you see, as you accept what I say, so the knowledge is being accepted by your higher beings, that soul within. And it is in that area where the influence will begin to show itself in the physical.
I see.
Within the physical brain, within the physical everyday way of living. I know what I bring to you all is difficult, but I hope too that these words bring you much to think upon.
They certainly do that.
These words bring to you that the scope of your knowledge is unlimited.
Yes, we are very grateful to you for what you say, and we don't doubt anything you say in the least. But so far as I can see, what you are suggesting we should do to live properly is to accept within ourselves the discipline of those who shut themselves away in monasteries and so on, go into retreat for the benefit of developing their own souls. We have to try and do that whilst we are still in the physical world and with all the physical difficulties around us.
There has to be a balance between your earthly life and your spiritual knowledge. That innate knowledge that you bring with you. You have to be balanced for your life to be healthy.
Yes, and of course, so far as I have thought, the reason for the soul being in this physical body in this time is for its own development. So it must observe the requirements of the physical body.
Of course, you cannot neglect what houses the spirit. You must look after that vehicle. Of course you must.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you must go about your daily duties in whatever manner this may be. It matters not. Sometimes we hear the thoughts, that person is so good. They do this, they do that. Again I say to you, my friends, do not judge so. Who are you to know who is better than another? Is not the smile of a mother to children, is that not service? I say to you, it is. Is not the helping hand to an elderly person from one who is young, is that not service?
Yes, of course it is.
I say to you, it is.
So from what you tell us, Anumat, whilst we are in this physical body, if we adopt the correct thought processes and try and disregard fear, we could presumably develop spiritually to the extent that those who incarcerate themselves in monasteries and convents and other similar buildings, we could equal the progress, even though we are not so incarcerated.
I would say to you, my good friend, that it is much better that you live your life to the full, to be amongst those brothers that can be helped, and to be aware of that spiritual being also. Then indeed you have reached that point where you can say, I have done much.
Mm-hmm. So on that basis, it's better for us to be outside the walls of these other orders and do what we can for fellow men outside when the occasion demands that we should.
I would say for most this would be the case, but again, do not judge, because some have come for solitude. They have their own reasons, and you must not judge.
No, you did explain this when we spoke of it before.
Yes, so I say to you, those of you who walk amongst others, go about your earthly duties. Do what you must to the best of your abilities. But do not neglect that spiritual aspect of yourselves, because both are equally important. To have both sides of life on an even balance can only be good for your development.
Yes.
You all are aware of these people who are seekers of material things in life, that they lose that spiritual aspect of themselves. They become seekers of material goods. This must not happen to you. You must find the balance between your earthly lives and your soul's growth.
Yes, I have often said to people, there's nothing wrong in having money. It's the way in which it is acquired and what you do with it which can be wrong.
I would say there is no wrong in having money. It is the lust of money that is wrong.
Yes, right.
It is not having it. It is when I think you would turn it, when it becomes your God.
Right.
That would apply to all things in your lives. Of course, you must maintain your physical well-being. You must have these things, and I say there is nothing wrong in achieving such things. But always keep a balance.
Yes. And that leads me to another point, I think, which we all have to recognize, and we all suffer from it at times, and that is self-criticism, or the lack of doing something which we think we should have done. And I have had to tell a person only a couple of days ago, actually, to stop acting like God. I won't go into the details, but I have many times told beginners that if they are using to the full the abilities with which they exist here, that's all they can do.
There is no point in trying to achieve that which you have not heard. Because although I have told you previously, there is nothing you cannot achieve spiritually, you have to work for it. You understand what I say?
Nothing is given freely, everything has to be earned. I think we all accept that.
But, of course, the ability is within you all. This there can be no doubt of. But you will not achieve these things without much work, without much expression of your love, because this cannot be. You could not achieve such things if your outlook was purely materialistic.
Right.
You understand what I say to you.
Yes, I think we do. Everybody understands that, I think, don't they?
Yes.
And I think I would be right in saying that we all have felt a spiritual growth and since you began speaking to us.
My dear friends, when first I came to you, perhaps I could say you were seeds within a desert. But as time continues, as we speak together, I have seen your colors, your knowledge grow. And now I would say to you that none of those seeds have fallen by the wayside, that all of you have grown so much more within your own realization and awareness and knowledge of spirit.
That's certainly very nice to know. Thank you for confirming what we feel.
It makes my work so much easier when I see such progress. And although some of you are not aware of it, I know that there are those amongst you who have become much more aware. That is true, I think.
Oh, yes. You would know that better than we do as individuals, of course.
Yes. I see you grow and grow. And that is part of my endeavor. Whilst I come to you. But of course, there is more to come. And I will say to you again, slowly, slowly. I know I keep saying this to you, but it indeed is the best way forward.
Yes, we were told many, many years ago when I first began this work really seriously, that every step had to be taken slowly and thoroughly. Otherwise, one would have to return to take the step which one missed.
Yes. Is it not better to take small, sure steps than to try to leap forward and to fall down and return to whence you began?
Absolutely better.
Now, I would wish to say a little something to this lady.
Yes, please.
And then I will leave you for this time, unless you wish me to answer anything of importance.
Yes, there is one question I would like to ask afterwards, please.
Perhaps we will do that first.
Yes.
Because I don't think I will remain for the full time this time.
You're right. The question arose because on two occasions at our other meeting night, we have had communicators who have asked us to express thoughts for the safety of the world. And there was seen to be anxiety about the destruction of this planet. That raised a question as to whether you have told us, incidentally, that the planet will not be destroyed, but assuming it was, would that affect the overall universe?
I will say this to you, and the reply is simple, my good friend. What has been and always has been cannot be destroyed. It may change form as the universe does constantly because all things are energy and energy is not static. It is ever changing, ever moving.
Yes.
So I say only this to you, that should any planet, anything within the universe be destroyed, and I use your words, it will return only to another form of energy.
I see.
Would you say, let me simplify it for you, when you die, are you destroyed?
No, no, it is really a transmuting of energy, isn't it?
It is indeed. That is all it is. What has been can never be destroyed.
Quite. Thank you very much.
I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does indeed. Thank you, Sandman. I'm sorry that I wanted to clear that point for the sake of our other meeting.
I know within these groups there are many puzzling questions, but always I say to you, find the simple solution.
Yes.
Sometimes you try to find two complicated reasons.
Yes, you are making things quite simple for us, though.
Try to make it simple for you. I use only simple words because I feel there is no reason to elaborate with all the words of your earthly plane, because we are simple peoples, and I mean that kindly, not in the way you would interpret it on your earth.
No, we quite understand.
Now, let me say this to this one.
Yes, please.
There is a child who is coming within the life of this one. I would say a special child, because of the lady's growing awareness of spirit, the contact with this child will indeed be a bond of love and strength. I hear her say, no, I don't know of this, but I say, be patient, and soon you will see my words are the truth.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
My dear friends, I encompass you all within that great love of the cosmos. I encompass you within the very being that is life itself. I encompass you all within this great love that I have to express to you. May the great Creator be with you all.
Goes with you. We have no words to thank you. We know you don't want thanks, but our hearts are full.
Okay.